This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Nurses Group calls for higher pay. The Philippine Nurses Association, PNA, said it is high time to raise the salary of nurses in the country to prevent them from seeking employment abroad. There is a great disparity of the salaries received by nurses working in private hospitals compared to those working in public or government hospitals, PNA President Dr. Elmer Bondoc told the Manila Times. Bondoc said there are two types of government medical facilities, those retained by the Department of Health, DOE, and those operated by local government units, LGUs. Nurses working in the DOE-retained facilities receive higher pay than those in LGUs. Bondoc said there is no shortage of nurses, but the disparity between the salary grade of a nurse working in a government facility and that of a private hospital is too wide. To date, there are nurses receiving as low as P8,000, that's roughly P16,000 a month. That's basically not sufficient to support oneself, in terms of his or her daily living allowances, he added. Under Republic Act 9173, or the Philippine Nursing Act of 2002, nurses are supposed to receive a salary grade of 15, SG15, or roughly P35,000. Bondoc said that it was only in 2019 when SG15 was implemented among nurses working in DOE-retained hospitals. That being said, if we're going to compare, those that are working in private hospitals, LGU and provincial operators are not receiving SG15, he added. Bondoc called for an inclusive implementation of SG15. If we're going to look at the time from 2002 to 2024, SG15 is said to be not enough anymore. If we're going to check the inflation rate year after year, P35,000 for a nurse with a family is also insufficient. That is why what we are asking the government is actually to help us have an inclusive implementation of the salary grade, he said. Bondoc said he was told by the government that the Department of the Interior and local government cannot be tasked to regulate hospitals operated by the LGUs because their expenditures are dependent on how much money they produce every year within budgetary requirements. Health is said to be something very essential, because if the Filipino people are very sick without any carers, the citizens will die. That's one of the arguments that we're always telling government that DILG cannot compel because of the ruling that local government should have their own means of income. There must actually be a policy coming from national government to compel the local government to have means to jack up the budget they provide for health care, he added.